The issue of fake drugs on the Ghanaian market has assumed alarming dimensions, with the BNI stepping in to investigate circumstances under which it has been committed. Radio Ghana finds out from the Food and Drugs Authority how it is controlling the situation. A principal inspector, Isaka Collison Kofi, tells George Ankara that the situation has assumed a national dimension.
I was hammering on the judiciary because that is where normally we land on the issues of people engaging in pharmaceutical crime, which is a very serious one because looking at it, if you look at the dangers involved, the last resort where we can lose an individual by taking drugs. But we believe that from the past experiences, what we've had so far, when we have to pursue cases in our courtrooms, we need to have a stakeholders meeting with the judiciary, let them understand what some of this was pharmaceutical crime, the rate at which is becoming a global phenomenon all over the world. Pharmaceutical crime is increased in the sense that people have actually find that business to be fake. That is why we always keep on to use the statistic that if you should invest $1,000 in cocaine, which we know the punishments are very stiffer, that you are going to make a profit of $10,000. If you do say invest that same $1,000 in pharmaceutical crime, the profit margin is about $100,000 or so. If you look at this profit margin, then it tells you that we have a challenge on our hand. And for that matter, we need to get to the judiciary, let them understand that if anybody engaged in substandard medicine, falsified or falsely labeled fake or counterfeit medicine, these are the problems or challenges that it creates for the nation. We have instances whereby there will be therapeutic failure, there is going to be aggravation of the diseases, resistance to the drugs, and then above all, we can lose the individual. We also have challenges like people losing confidence in the health professional, that is the medical doctors, people will lose confidence because you can't just continue to go to the hospital where a doctor will prescribe a medicine for you and it doesn't work. People will also lose confidence in the pharmacies themselves, because if you're a pharmacist and you give out a drug and the person takes the drug and it doesn't work, the person will lose confidence in you. As well as the distributors, if you're a distributor and then they're opening manufactured state medicine or some standard medicine for you, and like the issue is happening whereby they're doing a story on tobacco, people will lose confidence in tobacco in getting the medicine. And for the consumers and even the government, your money that you'll be using on this medicine becomes wasted.
Mr. Collison Kofi stressed the need for the judiciary to appreciate the critical and dangerous situation in which fake drug dealers are plunging the country. He called for tougher penalty for the perpetrators.
Let me confess here that previously when we were using the PNC 0305 operation, we believed that the punishment wasn't stiffer enough. But then with the new public, if we look at the punishment and the minimum sentence, which my memory is, my guess is right, is 10, 15 years or so, that the maximum is 25 years. The court is yet to punish somebody with a new public letter bill. But we have some few cases pending in the court, and then we believe that if the court maybe might have speed their actions and decisions have been taken or has been determined, we have confidence that it has a deterrent to others. We are still hoping that the
Isaka Collison Kofi is a principal inspector at the Food and Drugs Authority.